The World Show with Nikki B. In a few minutes it live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
I'm Nikki B. Thank you for being with me on tonight's journey. Music that deserves to be heard on the World Show. And with me now, coming to us all the way from Lisbon in Portugal, is a brother that I can't believe I've just met now, because I feel like he's an old friend because of the music. Milton Gully, welcome to the World Show.
Oh, thank you very much.
It's true, we've been emailing each other for how long now? It's years. You've been sending me such beautiful music, yes.
And yes, to Congolotti Records.
Yes. And we're going to talk about Congolotti Records as well. I want to know more about that. But to start with, Milton, because it's the first time that you're on the World Show, a little bit of background. Where you come from, where you grew up, and when did the music come into your life?
Okay, I was born in Lisbon, Portugal. I am son of a Mozambican parent. And I grew up on the suburbs of Lisbon. And music came around. My parents always had, I think, a good taste in music. There's all kinds of music being played in my parents' house. And when I was 15 or something, my father brought a guitar home that was a gift from a friend. And it kind of sparked my interest. So there were a few friends of mine in school that were starting to play as well. So I started bringing the guitar to school, so that's how it started, and I never stopped since.
And you're still playing the guitar. Yes. But now you've also made music, you know, your career, and how did that come about? And you not only work as a musician, but you also produce other artists. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, the first band I had was Philharmonic Weed. It's a band that doesn't exist anymore, but I started when I was like 18 or 19. In 2005, I entered a funk jazz, acid jazz band from Lisbon, a really famous called Kulip Noise, and I started an Afrobeat project called Cacique 97. In 2011, I moved to Maputo, to Mozambique, and I started working with two rappers. One of them is Azagaya, the other one is Simba. And they, you know, kind of asked me to produce because they knew my music from the Portugal projects. And after I produced those two artists, I realized that there wasn't like any record label operating with new artists in Mozambique. So that's how I started Congolotti Records. And in Mozambique was the place where I produced more artists, you know, Azagaya, Simba, Raskank, Deltino Guerreiro, Tassiana, there were a few. And there were a few artists that I supported with, you know, counseling and stuff like that, not only producing, but helping with other matters on the label.
And what was the reason? I mean, did you go to Mozambique just because you felt you must go to the roots of where you come from? Or was it also a musical journey that took you there?
I went to Mozambique the first time with my parents, the whole family, my parents, my sisters. We went to Mozambique on vacation in 2006, and I fell in love with it.
Yes.
I never had really, you know, curiosity of knowing Mozambique when I was small, but after I went there in 2006, I fell in love, and I met a lot of artists in those vacations. So in 2011, there was, you know, the financial crisis here in Europe and in the world, and the shows were, I was having less shows, and there was not much stuff happening. So I decided to go to Mozambique, and when I arrived, it was really easy because I already knew a lot of artists in Maputo, so it was really easy for me to fit in the music markets in Maputo.
Yes. Amazing. So I've got more to ask you around that, but for now, I think we must hear a song. And as I was saying to you off air, this song I've been playing, I've played a few times on the World Show, and every time I play it, I get such a beautiful response from people. I love the message in it. Yes. So I'm going to play Lobo off your album Quotidiano. Did I pronounce it correctly?
Yes.
Okay, good. Tell me about Lobo. Anything about it is the opening track on the album, but anything that you want to say about this track?
Yeah, it was one of the last songs I composed for the album. I had a few sketches from some other songs, but I was in Maputo at the time, and I kind of made like a artistic retreat to Tofo in Nyamban. It's like a beach area, and I have a lot of friends there. So they kind of lent me their, you know, vacation bungalow, and I brought all my stuff, the portable studio, and I think Lobo was the first song I produced there on that area of Mozambique. And I was just inspired, you know, by nature and the beach and yes. everything. So Lobo came a little bit out of that little phrase that starts the song from Carl Sagan, the famous astronomist. And I think it's such a powerful message that he says in such a short time. That I thought the song just came out of almost automatically out of that sentence, you know. It was a really fast song to make.
Yes.
Really fast.
Yes. Yeah. And it is one of those songs that does remind us, I think, you know, to care, as you said, inspired by nature, to actually honor the planet we live on.
Yeah, it's true, because you know we are worried about so many stuff in this planet. We are fighting for borders. We are fighting for religion, for money, and we always forget that we are just a little dot in the middle of the universe.
Absolutely,
not even in the middle. and there's, you know, there's such a huge universe out there that we forget how small we are, and we are really bothering with you know. Small stuff that shouldn't be happening anymore, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Let's hear it. The song is Lobo. It comes off tonight's special guest, Milton Gully's album. It's his first full release as a solo artist, as Milton Gully. As you hear, he's released a whole lot before that. But check it out. I'm sure you remember it from weeks gone by. But I'm sure you will love hearing it again on The World Show. Kaya 959. Yes, from tonight's featured artist. Absolutely beautiful. The track is Lobo. He is Milton Gully, and the album is Quotidiano. Milton, what does Quotidiano mean, and why did you choose that title for your album?
Quotidiano means everyday life, you know, like everyday routine. I chose that title because all of the songs in this album were inspired by everything I experienced in Maputo, you know, the all the people coming to work on the city every day, coming from the suburbs, and you know, it's kind of a photographic portrait of the life of Mozambican people, you know.
Yes.
So that's why I chose that title. Yeah.
And I also noticed, because you would send me the various singles over about a year period or more, you would send me the different singles and release them as singles. So yeah. At what point, I mean, when you made each track, did you foresee it as a full album, or were you making singles and then decided, hang on, this works together?
No. The singles were already thought as a part of an album, you know. So When I released the first single, it was Jogador. I think it was late 2019.
Yes.
19. And I was already, you know, working on some of the songs for the album, but I, you know, kept working on it through 2020 and 2021. So it was already idea. There was already an idea for an album. Yeah.
Yes. Now your album, this album, in fact, your music, for me is incredibly African. It's very much contemporary urban African vibes. But you know, and knowing that you grew up in Portugal, that you were born and grew up in Portugal, what, besides the fact that your parents are Mozambican, what is this connection with African music? Had African music been playing at home in the background, or was this something that you strongly found when you went to Mozambique?
No, African music has been playing in my house since forever. You know, music from Angola, Mozambique, Cape Verde, Senegal. Even my grandmother used to listen to a lot of African music. And a lot of people don't know this, but Lisbon is one of the most African cities in Europe. You know, we have a lot of people here from Angola, from Mozambique, from Cape Verde living in Lisbon. So I grew up in a city where, you know, there's African people everywhere and there's African music everywhere. And a lot of big African artists from these countries actually live in Lisbon. So Lisbon has always been really... really very connected with African music, and it's always been here. When I went to Mozambique, I got to meet the most traditional music and the new stuff that was happening here, because to be accurate, in Portugal, the Mozambican music is not really getting here, you know? The African music that you get here mostly is music from Cape Verde and from Angola. So I didn't have access to a lot of the Mozambican music that was being made. So when I moved to Maputo, that's where, you know, I got a breath of fresh air of Mozambican music. It was really inspiring for me.
And I suppose that's also, that must be part of the mission of Kongoloti, the label, because I'm sure that, you know, saying that you couldn't access Mozambican music, I'm sure that must have been part of the reason why you thought, what can I do to bring this music to the world?
Yes, yes, that was one of the reasons, and because... even now, when I ask, you know, in Portugal, do you know any Mozambican artists? Maybe they can refer one or two, but they can refer much more artists from Angola or from Cape Verde, even from Guinea-Bissau. Another reason that I started the Kongoloti Records was when I arrived in Mozambique, I was looking for the artists that I knew online. And I couldn't find like a biography, like a cool photography, nice videos. So that was one of our missions as well, you know, to get Mozambican music online and with good, with a good presentation, you know.
Yes. And that is something you can obviously continue from wherever you are in the world, to keep sharing beautiful music. Afropolitan music is what I'd call it. Yes. So on the note of African music, I think I have to play a track which... oh, I'm blown... this track, when you gave me the full album, this was the track that caught my ears. It's Marabenta. Tell me the full title of the song and what the song is about.
The full title is Marabenta, Pés Pretos. Pés Pretos means black feet. It's all kind of a love song, you know, about an imaginary woman, and I'm kind of chasing that woman around the country, and that's about it.
And where does Marabenta come in? Because Marabenta is a musical style.
Yes, it's a musical style, but what I'm saying in the chorus of that song is the... I want to hear the Marabenta coming from my stereo, so I can dance with this woman. You know, that's the chorus of the song.
And that's for sure. If any music is going to make sure that we dance, it is Marabenta. Milton Gully with me on The World Show. I'm Nikki B. And we are exploring his album, Quotidiano. And, yeah, it's my absolute pleasure to play for you this track, Marabenta, coming up next. Kaya 959. What a track. It blows me away every time. And Milton, I'm going to try and pronounce it properly. So Marabenta I've got, but then it's Marabenta Pesh Pretosh.
Yeah.
Did I get it right? Oh, good. Now I know for future. But by the way, I played you two versions of the same song. You know, I was thinking of Miles Davis, and he said there's no mistakes in music. So there we go. I hit the remix first, and then I decided to do a double play with the original one. The remix, and I wanted to talk about the remixes. So tell me about who did that remix, and a little bit about the remixes of some of these songs.
Okay, this remix was made by South African Kid Funky. He's an artist that I follow for a long time. I really like his music and what he's been doing with electronic music in South Africa. I never met him personally. It was kind of a contact I made through our record label in UK, Tangential Records. And it's probably one of my favorite remixes so far.
Yes.
For the album.
You did a few. You've got a few different remixes done by a few different producers. Tell me, at what, you know, you released the album. How did it go? And then you did the remixes, or was this happening at the same time?
No, there were two remixes done before the album came out. Those are the ones that are on the last part of the album. It's a remix by Portuguese producer Casper. He's famous here. He does a lot of house music. And the other one is by a Mozambican producer called 40D. He does a lot of Afro house. The other remixes were ideas, because I always like this idea of doing a remix. And it's good, but because you can reach different audiences and plug them into your original music. So Lee Bright, he's the manager from my label. He keeps suggesting me people that can, you know, can do remixes for the album.
Yes.
We've done a few. We've done one with Congolese artist Olivia de Lanzac. We did with British producer Mr. Bird. We have a new one coming in the end of September by Origin One. He's a British producer as well. I have one made by a Greek reggae producer called Mr. Skunk. So we still have a few more coming, I think, till the end of the year. And we're talking about making, you know, a remix version of the album to come out maybe at the end of the year. Let's see how it goes.
In the meanwhile, all these other remixes that aren't on the album, you're releasing them as singles so people can find them as singles. Yes.
You can find them all on streaming services everywhere.
Yes. Look out for anything done by tonight's artist. And by the way, I'm going to take a moment just to let people know he's Milton Gully, and Gully is spelt G-U-L-L-I. So check it out. Check out some of the beautiful productions he's been doing as well. But Milton, you know, with this album, and I keep coming back to that, and it's in your blood, and I think that's what reflects is the sense of Africanism. How does this album differ from the projects you were working on before, you know, from your Afrobeat project, from your focus on hip hop as well, whether it be hip hop in Europe or in Africa?
Mm-hmm. I think this album is, I think it's like a melting pot of all the music I've worked before, you know, because I feel this album is a lot African, but has a few K-pop elements as well, has a few electronic, has a few soul and a little bit of funk. So these are all, you know, kinds of music that I've been working before. So when I started thinking about making a solo album, I think that happens with a lot of artists that have been working before with other projects, and they suddenly decide to do a solo album. Is what kind of music will I do? What's the message that I'm going, you know, pass? So for me, it was obvious that I, you know, should incorporate all the stuff that I'm comfortable working with, you know.
Yes.
So that's how it went.
and it comes together so beautifully. It has all those different elements as you speak about. Some of it's just like so soulful, and then, you know, another one's very loungy, or as you say, very African. Beautiful. The next track we're going to play is a Kasimbo. Tell me about this track.
I think Kasimbo is probably the song that reflects the title of the album more, you know, naturally. That song talks about all those people that come out of the suburbs every day to go work in the big city, you know, cleaning ladies, you know, the security guards, and even kids that come every day to the city to try to sell some stuff. So it's kind of a tribute to all those kind of invisible people, you know, that work every day in Maputo and in a lot of people's houses. And at the end of the day, they all have to go back to their neighborhoods in, you know, crammed public transport. And for me, it's a tribute to all of those people, you know.
Beautiful.
Kasimbo means, it's like that's, I don't know how you say it, that fog that you have in the morning.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know how.
Morning fog.
Yes.
And I think especially when you're in coastal places, when it's at the coast, there's that sea fog that comes in the morning.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Milton Gully with us on the World Show. And of course, we are celebrating his album Quotidiano. Please keep those comments coming. You can post on the page The World Show with Nikki B on Facebook, and Nikki B Global on Twitter and Instagram. But also look out for Milton Gully on all the socials. Give him some love, give him some feedback. Kaya 959 on the street and on the air. How soulful is that? Absolutely beautiful. Kasimbo, of course, he's with us on the World Show. Milton Gully. I was just saying, your voice, Milton, your voice. you are like a great soul singer, I'm telling you. Beautiful, beautiful, soulful. And you are singing on all the tracks on the album.
Yes.
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 Now tell me one thing. I want to squeeze in two more songs. I really want to share them for the feature. So we're going to make these chats short. But one thing, you're an artist who has performed. Performing's been part of your life for a long time. Is there any plan to perform alongside this album?
Yes, I did a few shows in Portugal this year, and I did one show in Mozambique before, you know, the pandemic. It was the last show I did before the pandemic in Maputo. Yeah, but I've been playing. I'm hoping to do more shows next year. Let's see how it goes, because this year it's been a little bit difficult because there are a lot of artists. The most of the artists that are being booked this year are artists that were booked in 2020 and 2021.
Oh, yes.
So they're being rescheduled, so it's been a little difficult, but we're still doing some shows this year, yeah.
And on that note, just as an artist, because I think that the industry, so many artists suffered so much with the, you know, the lockdown, with the pandemic.
Yeah.
How was it for you? Was it a space where you went into studio and worked, or how was it for you as an artist creating in Europe?
I took that time to give the last retouches to the album, you know. There was a lot of time that I didn't do absolutely nothing, I think.
I suppose it's time, yes, that we took time out.
But I think it was difficult for everybody, not only artists, you know, because suddenly you're stuck in your house, you have to stay there and you cannot see your family. And it was a really hard time. And hopefully this will not happen, you know, so soon, another epidemic, like this. So I hope next year everything will be back to normal, fully like it was before. Well, let's hope.
Well, we're getting there. From the state of things in Joburg, we're definitely getting there. There's a lot to see and enjoy. Let's hear the track Puto. Tell me a little bit about it before I share it.
Oh, Puto is a song about, you know, street kids, you know, and there's a lot in Mozambique, in Maputo especially. And it's, you know, about their everyday life, their hopes and dreams, their, you know, schemes to get money every day. And it's all about that.
Beautiful. Thank you. Milton Gully on The World Show. Off his album, Quotidiano, coming up now is Puto. Kaya 959. Yes, the track is Puto. From tonight's guest, Milton Gully. And Milton, thank you so much for joining us tonight and blessing us with your beautiful sounds. As I said, we've got to get you to perform here in South Africa. But one more question. All your music is available, as you say, on all digital platforms. But thinking about the remixes, are you also going to release on vinyl at any point?
I don't know. Maybe we are. I'm talking about that with the record label, hopefully, or maybe, you know, some singles in vinyl. I don't know. Because vinyl is expensive to do, you know?
Yes.
If that's possible.
Yes, but in the meanwhile, everyone, get to whatever platform it is and get your copy of this beautiful album, Quotidiano. We're going to end with one last track off the album, and this is another one that's blown me away. I'm not sure if I played it. I think I played it once on the show. It's called Errare Humanum Est. You pronounce the title for me, please, with your Portuguese accent.
Oh, that title is actually in Latin.
Oh, so I wasn't so far off.
Yeah. Errare Humanum Est. That's actually a cover from a very famous Brazilian artist called Jorge Ben. He's like one of the old guys from Brazilian music, and I'm a big fan of him. So I was planning to do a cover of this song for a long time, and I think it worked perfectly because it sounds really different than the original, but you still can find some similarities in it, you know.
Now you're actually ringing a bell. And what is the song about?
The song is about, that curiosity that humanity has to discover new places and go to, you know, go to the universe, go to the moon, that natural curiosity that humankind has to, you know, to explore and discover new places and new universes and stuff like that.
Thank you so much. What a beautiful message to end the feature with. Yeah. Milton Gully on The World Show. Get the album Quotidiano. Yes, Brother George Manyosi is up next with Jazzing It Up. So don't go anywhere, because you know it is the best music on Kaya 959. From me, Nikki B, to you, whatever else you do this week, make sure that you keep shining. And of course, keep it Kaya.
Show with Nikki B every Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. on Kaya 959.